And we're here now with Dailies Today. We're live on Facebook. We're also live on YouTube as well. 99.3 Nigeria Info. That's Nigeria Info 99.3 on those two platforms. You can watch us live right now on those two platforms. Okay, so let's start. We begin with the Punch newspaper. Oni, Makinde, Akeredolu meet Buhari. Oyo demand more mobile units.
Yes, well, this is some kind of development that is a bit encouraging, and we hope that it will lead to something fruitful. Of course, we don't need to go over what the crisis had been all this while, but Akeredolu was at the villa yesterday, so was Makinde, met the president, better late than never. I wish this meeting had taken place last week, but like I said, better late than never. So they've met the president, and what we hope we will see, even though we have our doubts, is that we'll see a more robust approach to the issue of security in the region. Okay, when Akeredolu was accosted by the Punch, when the Punch tried to get something from him, he refused to make any comment. Makinde, on the other hand, said something that is quite significant. He said, "There have been a lot of fake news all around, and I want to be sure that Mr. President clearly has first-hand information from me, which I did." Let me repeat for emphasis. So there has been a lot of fake news, and I think that also should, you know, we too should be wary of that. There are so many videos. By the way, please, I don't want any forwarded videos or whatever, please. I beg of you. Don't forward any videos or whatever. I've been saturated with all kinds of information that is almost running riot in my head. We need to be very, very careful, extremely careful of what we believe making the rounds. Please, let's be careful. And also, like I say for the umpteenth time, you will be held responsible for any information you pass on. The fact that you say as forwarded or as received, yeah. No, your job is not that. You understand? Your job is not that. If it comes your way, in fact, as a patriotic citizen, if you get that kind of information, you're supposed to forward it to the authorities. There's a lot of irresponsibility going around. And I feel so sorry for those who are sinking in this kind of information. So he says that he's seen the president, and so has Akeredolu. Also, another part of the story here says that Makinde has deployed 200 Amotekun operatives in Ibarapa, Okeogun, you know, and it says we fish up the arsonists of Igboho's house, IGP, and so on. What I plead with people is, we have some local security outfit that is mandated to keep security in the region. If you want to be of assistance, if you want to help, the proper thing for you to do is to, you know, go to the security agencies, give them the information. Okay, you can even give it to them publicly if you think that they might not have to. But this is the kind of attitude we should have rather than self-help. No matter how, I've seen people ask me, for example, in the social media, what if it was your son? What if it was? No, listen, let's all be reasonable. There are those who are statutorily equipped for this kind of job. And no matter how highly placed we are, or whatever zeal we might have, especially for the highly placed who have access to the authorities, we must work with those who have the constituted authority to handle this. We cannot have chaos and mayhem in our land. So now we have Amotekun. It's a state security outfit. Let all the elites in the state and those who feel concerned find a way to beef up the capacity of this defense corps and work with them, rather than try to seize initiatives on their own. That is the way proper societies are run. We cannot, in the process of trying to solve one problem, saddle ourselves with another problem. And some people don't smell the coffee. You see, they don't smell the coffee. We don't want to solve one problem. And in a bit to be desperate, let us still insist that to a large extent, the proper thing is done under the ambit of the law at all times. Self-help is a very dangerous thing to do. And the people have said, well, what if it was this, it was that? You still are not, you are allowed to defend yourself up to a limit. up to a limit of defending yourself, not attacking some other person. So people must get that right and know that there are laws of the land and that in any action that we take, there is always tomorrow where we could be called to give account. So we have our private, if we don't have that much confidence in federal, now we have our Motekun. If there is not enough funds to equip them properly, let all the elites and the whatever gather around like it happened in Lagos. Lagos has one of the best security outfits. And that's because the private sector made a lot of provisions to the Lagos State Security Fund. Let us do so likewise. Let all our elites and who are shouting on the pages of the newspaper try and help out with Amotekun, with personnel, with equipment, with funds and whatever, and information.
Indeed. Let's take this editorial from the Punch newspaper. Enforcing Lagos law on motorcycle operations. That editorial. Interesting one.
Very interesting one. And please find time to read it because, you know, we just have very limited time. Two paragraphs stand out in this. Generally, the editorial is saying that, yes, the Lagos State government, they have the laws in place. Yes, they have made feeble attempts to enforce this law. But these two paragraphs I'm going to read are so significant, and what they're supposed to do is to ginger your mind and open your eyes. Listen, it says, to be fair, incumbent governor Jide Sanwo-Olu has been moving to implement the law since his assumption of office. They describe what he has done. They say that at different times, the Joint Task Force went into action, seized motorcycles, and so on and so forth. As the Lagos State government rightly insists, this arrangement is not part of the mega city transport architecture, but says, therefore, this calls for a review, tightening of the law, and most of all, rigorous implementation. Now it comes to the part. On Fashola's watch, the operation of Okada became orderly. On Fashola's watch, the operation of Okada became, it was just like in Delhi, India's capital, where commercial motorcycle operators obey such laws on carrying one passenger and wearing helmets and so on and so forth. Sanwo-Olu has a duty to stringently enforce the law, including on uniformed security agents who flout the law. Now, listen to the very deadly part of it all, and I want you to listen well. It says, already, foreigners who have no business here have been identified in the Okada network. Foreigners who have no business here have been identified in the Okada network. This is an eye-opener to Nigeria's porous borders and weak central government. In the long term, Lagos has to find ways of reducing the influx of non-Nigerians infiltrating the state from the West African sub-region. And I think that also affects these herdsmen because a lot of these so-called herdsmen, Fulani herdsmen, are not even Nigerians. But back to what we're saying. As it is, so it says it has to devise ways of reducing the influx. As it is in other claims, the government should think of building dedicated lanes for Okada riders in their areas of operation. The state CCTV project should be implemented fully to capture riders who perpetrate crime and instigate riots on the roads. I think the most significant, foreigners who have no business here have been identified in the Okada network. That should frighten you.
No, I'm not frightened, actually. On the contrary, I'm looking at the delicate nature of that statement alone and the possible outcomes that could result into. I'm looking at the thin line between trying to enforce the law and then trying to not come across as being xenophobic.
No, you're not xenophobic if they are here illegally.
Is that not the same thing we accuse other countries?
Everybody about, on the soil of Nigeria right. has to be accounted for.
Yes. I agree with you.
Any society. So they have to be. So you cannot, whilst trying not to be xenophobic, you cannot open your doors to people that you do not have account of.
If they're a foreigner. Yes. So they're here now.
They're here now.
So what do we do now that they're here? Now
that is why you have an immigration department.
So we should round everybody up and send them back to where
they need to round them up. You can pick them up one by one.
It's the same thing. So no. we'll pick them up and then send them back.
Yes, if they are here illegally. Nigerians are deported every day. Why should you shy away from this?
Is that not the same thing we accused of We accused South Africans of.
South Africa is different entirely.
Well, how is that different?
Nigerians who were doing business, some of them legitimately, in South Africa, were being attacked. Enforcing your immigration laws is not xenophobia.
No, I'm saying there are even a lot more Nigerians in South Africa who must have overstayed their welcome there.
They should be shipped back. I don't see anything wrong with that. I'm a strong believer in the rule of law. They should be shipped back. We have immigration. We can't run away from certain things.
Mm-mm.
We can't. Every human being must be accounted for. No matter how low you might think the person is. Every human being on our street, or else we're going to have chaos.
So, for instance, if we're saying every human being, the ones that we use for our building projects, the ones that take care of our waste, the ones, every one of them.
In other countries, you cannot do the most insignificant job without being properly documented.
Right. Whose fault is that, by the way?
That's what?
That they are not properly documented.
Why are you asking me? No,
because I needed to ask that
question. You have your usual telephone call. Call them now.
it's looking like the door was shut, then they broke the lock, and then they entered.
Look, we have always pussyfooted on everything under the sun. It is my very strong belief that at government and at political level and at whatever, at government level, so civil service level, there is a low capacity and a lack of will to get the job done. And it is understandable. Do you know why?
Why?
The people we saddle with this job, we give them a take-home pay that cannot even move them from their office to the gate. So everybody is on the hustle. That's what it is. And that's why we're paying dearly for this. In other African countries, you can't have this. You really and truly can't have this. Don't ask me which one. Stop looking at me.
No, I'm not. I'm not going to ask you which one. I'm not going to ask you which one. Jimmy, let's move on because of time. Let's move on. The Punch is also here. The Punch says, IGP vows to apprehend criminals who burnt Igbo's house. That's the story here.
Well, I'm just hoping this is not the normal rhetoric you get from the, and we need to challenge the police on this. We cannot have people, taking the law into their hands, burning up people's houses because they don't agree with them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a very strong advocate for the rule of law. And therefore, we call on the police to make sure. Besides, this is a very, very sensitive issue.
Very.
And trying to sweep it under the carpet is not going to help anybody. The police has to find out all the means, the DSS, all of them. In fact, the presidency, the NSA should step in and say, I want a report on what actually went down here. Because this is a politically exposed person.
Mm.
Okay, you understand what I'm saying? Right. Loads of followers, and it's coming. This is happening at a very tense period.
Mm.
So it is important that we know what actually went down here.
Mm.
And I hope that would happen pretty soon. The earlier it happens, the better.
Mm. Indeed, I agree. Let's look at the Vanguard newspaper. Ohaneze, General Assembly asks Buhari to consider Igbo for IGP. The rights group tasks PSC on equity, fairness in next promotion.
I agree and disagree with Ohaneze. I agree because I know what is behind this. This has to do with what I would call the lopsided appointment of the service chiefs. I agree with that. But I am not too comfortable with Ohaneze asking that, the next IGP must be from the southeast.
Mm.
I think it is better for them to continue to insist that there must be a balance in the security architecture rather than direct that, the next, because what it does is that it's not going to help the senior police officers who are within the system, who are from the southeast, because it looks as if they are the ones who, amongst their colleagues, it might not go down well with them.
Right.
And there's no need to expose these people. Do you try and get what I'm saying?
So that's
why I said I agree. I sympathize with them. I agree with the position that we must have a balance. We must have a balance. We cannot continue to have lopsidedness with our security architecture at the top.
Right.
So they should insist that the needful be done. But I'm not too comfortable with them now saying that, the next IG, because I don't know who the DIG is from the East or whatever.
Yeah.
You have put him, you know, in focus. It's going to look as if he's the one behind all this.
Mm.
In all this, I think that some of our groups who claim to speak on behalf of their regions and so on and so forth should interact more with people in government in a way that they show that their interest is that of their people and not their personal interest.
Mm.
Because I suspect that is what might be happening here, where you say you belong to maybe a FNFL, all this one, but what you do is at the end of the day, you go patrolling for contract and things like that.
No? Mm.
But if you show from the very beginning that you have a resolve that what concerns me is the future of my people and nothing else, maybe
right.
you'll be better respected. Now, this has nothing to do with the policy that brings out lopsided appointments. It's unacceptable. It is unacceptable, you know, in any society, it is unacceptable. And we'd like to call on the president to do a review of that process.
Right, right. Here we go with this one here from the Vanguard newspaper, page 8. Vanguard says, COVID-19, we can't force Nigerians to accept vaccines. Sultan of Sokoto.
Yeah, I mean, the Sultan, I agree, and I don't know if that's what I'm doing this one, no, but the Sultan, of course, you know, is well respected.
Yeah.
And I agree with him that we can't force Nigerians to accept the vaccines. Even in Europe, America, there are loads of people who don't even want. In fact, there are reports that when vaccinations are taking place, some people don't even turn up and they end up throwing some of it away.
Mm.
But I would like the Sultan to tell the government and insist that they must provide it. Then leave us with the choice of whether we want it or not.
Hmm.
I think that provision is, you know, yesterday we had a state governor who said he wanted to vaccinate whatever percentage and was thinking of some herd mentality and so on and so forth. This theory has been debunked and thrown out long time ago.
Right.
I don't know where he got that from.
Mm-hmm.
So we would like the Sultan to say that, yes, we cannot force Nigerians, but please make it available. Make it available and then encourage people to take this vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
Because, look, I also need to address that, because I've heard criticisms that it appears I've become a chief marketer for those who produce vaccines. No, that it vaccines are the only solution we know as at now.
Right.
All the lemongrass and the pineapple bark and whatever, that, you know, I don't know how far that is, but vaccines are the only thing that we know for sure for now. You know,
even though none of the available vaccines are actually even 100%.
Most of them are 80%, 90%. But
that's what we have.
That's what we have. Do you understand? Mm. So, and then it's a matter of, there's some people who will never take any of the anti-malaria tablets.
Yeah.
It's by choice.
Yeah.
But as far as it goes worldwide, in the East and in the West, you know, that is what we have now.
Right, right.
And I'd rather die of the vaccine than die of the disease.
Mm. Indeed.
But I don't want to die.
You don't want to die at all.
I mean, leave the world for you.
No, don't worry. Don't worry. I'll take care of the world.
No. Let's get together.
Let's look at this one from the Nation newspaper. Lagos restricts truck movement tonight to impose truck flouting traffic law.
Yeah, I don't know why this story is tucked into page 6 of the Nation, because it's quite a significant.
It is very, very significant.
And I'm surprised it didn't make front page. Mm. Put it on the front page and let it continue on the inside. And then it says that Lagos has threatened to impound any truck that flouts the traffic law. The story says the government read a riot act to truck and trailer operators that it would not hesitate to impound for months. The use of this language, I'd like something with a bit more force. That if you contravene the law, as that goes, your vehicle will be impounded. And maybe we should apply the one-way rule to this one too, because they become a complete nuisance.
Yeah.
And it says that truck movements will be dedicated, will be dedicated routes at night time. Saying any truck found moving on the routes outside the laid down ones would be sanctioned. The government said when the directive becomes operational, trucks will only be permitted to move between 9 p.m. and 6 a.m. And it was the commissioner, Frederick Oladeinde, who spoke in Alausa yesterday. And says that it was aimed at sanitizing Apapa and so on and so forth. Then you now have the pattern of this government that I've been quarreling with.
Yeah.
Everything has a propaganda thing to it. This is what the commissioner said about a simple law that restricts trucks. A simple law everywhere in the world. He says, this new law is what he's talking about. He says, this is in line with Mr. Governor's themes agenda, especially as it relates. What is in line with what theme agenda?
You cannot let that one go.
I can't let it go because what it does, you see, when you put in all this propaganda material, it begins to trivialize the issue. The transport commissioner should come out boldly saying that, look, we are going to enforce the law. This is what the law says. It should do that. Red face and so on. Go to a legal. But when you now start adding again, this is in line with the.
But you know, it's a culture.
It's a culture
of the politicians. Because everything they do, they have to mention the name of their superior.
That was one of the things that...
Everything.
That was
even
one
when
of,
there's no need to do it.
That was one of the things that affected the we know what we know gentleman.
Yeah.
And it was one of the things. I keep saying the world has changed. Two more propaganda itself can backfire. Because the moment you see that he's talking about it in line with the governor's team, then they're mad down low. That's just rhetoric. I still maintain I still maintain that the information system, federal and state, has to be overhauled and given to PR experts who know how to craft these things. Information in government is very key.
Information management.
Because information management, why is it so key? It is so key because it also affects perception.
Mm-hmm.
When I was reading this story, I was excited. When it got to, this is in line with the governor's team, I said, this commissioner now, what is all this?
Bad word, yeah.
You know, too much of a good thing they say is what? Is bad. I'm speaking like Wiki now. By the way, I hope you saw the video that went viral, that Wiki went to donate. There was a market that got bought in Sokoto.
Yeah.
And he donated 500. This man million. Can't pay pension in his own state.
Yes, I know. The pensioners are crying.
Does he have an ambition to become president?
He has denied it, though.
So he just has a Father Christmas attitude, buying cars for lawmakers, but you can't pay pensioners.
Building this houses
brings,
for...
It brings tears to my eyes because the pensioners are... Imagine if I was in the... No, then you now hear that the governor went to donate to... He said half of it should go to the government, the other half to the... It is good spirit.
It's not. It's a misplaced. It is a misplaced good. River State can make use of that 500 million. There are people in the riverine areas who that 500 million can give them potable water.
It's a handshake across the state now. And also, it is in line with.
What.
I beg of our politicians, please relate to us as serious persons. You know, relate to us as people who, matured people, and stop all this. Just get down to work. One good thing, you see the editorial there was talking about Fashola. One good thing, and I keep saying it about him, is he just did his job.
Yeah.
He did it every time. I heard every time any proposal was sent to him, we have to launch this law. And by the way, the other day, the governor went to Badagry to launch... What, we don't need to commission everything.
We don't need to go.
The thing is ready.
This is our culture. Why are you saying
see where it has gotten us. Imagine the amount of money collectively we fritter away in the name of propaganda, publicity, and so on. That's not how it's done. Your job will speak for itself. Yeah. And that was why. When the powers that be even said Fashola wasn't going to get a second time, the people stood up because everybody knew how it affected him in his own area.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
That's the job speaking for him.
That's the job speaking for you.
Jimmy, we have to go. What's coming up at 9?
I honestly don't know.
Uh-uh.
No, I'm serious.
Talk about Wiki now.
No, I'm not talking about Wiki.
We're going to talk about
Wiki. I'm not talking about Wiki. I haven't made up my mind what I want to look at. There's so many things floating in my mind.
Okay.
But what it definitely will be, it would be what we call in music, okay, call and response.
Ah, I like that kind of show. I like that kind of show.
Call and response.
All right. Jimmy will be back here at 9 on Daily Digest.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming around. Many thanks to our sponsors, MTN Nigeria. Many thanks to you. Let's go to break. When we return, it's Health Thursday, and we're talking COVID. Stay here. Good morning to you.